A searcher for the truth stands at the portal, Master.
Let the stranger enter.
Enter, stranger. The Master awaits you.
Ah, madame. You seek the truth about yourself and your sister?
Why, yes, I do.
He seated. As I look in the crystal, I see you through the coming years. You will be fortunate in your affairs at the heart and will reap a fortune in affairs dealing with money.
Will I really?
All your fondest wishes will come true. You shall gain your heart.
Today's radio play, The Silver Queen, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all her Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
I'll have 5 pounds of sugar.
5 pounds of sugar, ma'am?
Hello, Dan.
Why, it's St. Kitty Burger. Good morning, Kitty.
Oh, what's good about it, Dan?
What's the matter, Kitty? Tom's up pay dirt yet?
Oh, you know he hasn't. And he never will. He always manages to get to a boom spot just too late.
Well, that's the way this prospecting goes, Kitty.
Before we came out here to Mineville, I had my fortune told.
And?
Well, he said I'd be fortunate in affairs of the heart.
So you are. You've got Tom.
Yeah, and he said I'd reap a fortune in affairs dealing with money.
Do tell. There's your Tom off working in the mine. I think you got a good chance of that prophesying coming true.
Oh, it'll never come true as far as Tom's concerned.
Oh, no, Kitty. You can't never tell about that. I know one man caught on the tail of a winning streak and stuck with it. He made a couple of millions and still piling it up.
Yeah? Who's that?
Grub Dayton, up to Silver City.
Oh.
Since he struck it rich with his fearless mind, he's moved up there and gone in for heavy spending.
I wish I could meet him, Dan. Do you think I could?
I don't know, Kitty. He don't ever come down to Mineville no more. I see by the Silver City News that he's having the dedication Saturday night of the new opera house he's giving the town. All the nabobs is going to be there.
I wish I could be there.
Sack of flour, Harry.
Dan, will you introduce me to this Mr. Dayton?
How can I? He's up to Silver City.
I've got some household money saved up, enough to take us both to Silver City. If he's dedicating his opera house, he'll be there, won't he?
Sure.
Well, I'll get us there if you'll do the rest. Grub Dayton?
Yep. Oh, there's something a monkey did, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's going to make a speech.
I have made my fire grub stick and not speak your fire. But what I got to say is going to take long. I bet this here hall for you folks of Silver City for the grub sticking is to operate. Same as that grub stick loads of fellas for gold and silver mining. I hope you have lots of luck with it. That's all.
Dan, he's gone.
Now, don't you fret yourself, Kitty. There should be a big reception after this concert business is over, and you need gone. Fine thing you done, Mr. Dakin.
If you feel that way, it's been worth all the money I spent, mister.
Well, Alexander.
Yeah? Oh, you, Clara. I wondered how anybody outside of my wife could learn that was my name.
I wish you'd
tough letting folks call you grub. But that ain't what I wanted to say. I've got a headache. Take me home.
Well, I can't right this minute, Clara. I've got to shake hands with folks.
And I'm going by myself. Good night. Oh,
Clara, why? What are you wanting to know?
Well, I'll be dead. Grub steak and all that down the monkey's
face. Sam Gordon, how in the... Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
Get it? This is Grub Bacon, an old pal of mine.
How do you do?
Grub, he's the prettiest little woman around Mineville.
Oh. I can see that. I'm glad to meet your acquaintance, ma'am.
Not half as much as I am yours, Mr. Bacon. I came all the way up here just to meet you.
Go on. Uh-huh. That sure sounds good to hear when you tell it, ma'am. Hey, look here. My wife's gone home and left me to hold the fort alone against this mob of senators and governors and such. Well, I need a hostess. Suppose you stand here with me.
Right. Dan, run along. I'll see you later.
Good. You and me are going to get along all right, little lady. I'm wishing I had met you a few years back.
I'm wishing the same thing, and that's not all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I may as well warn you, Mr. Bacon. My wishes come true.
Alexander, you don't. You can't mean what you say.
I do, Clara. That's the way I feel. No use beating around the bush.
But why? What have I done to cause you to get a divorce?
Nothing, Clara, nothing. It's just that me and you's gone as far as we can ever go.
I've been a faithful wife to you, Alexander, for 20 years.
I know, Clara.
Well, what's come over you, Alexander?
Well, Clara, now that I'm in line for senator and all these high and mighty folks think Grub Bacon is somebody, I've got to be able to hold my own.
Hold your own? Well, if it weren't for your money, these people wouldn't look at you twice. If you ever lose it, they'll cross the street to keep away from you.
Now, listen, Clara. I told you I'm going to get a divorce, and that's all there is to it.
Well, what about me? I can't start out to earn my board and keep now, Alexander.
I'll take care of you, Clara. I'll do the handsome thing by you.
Well, and what do you intend to do for that blonde hussy?
Keep pity out of this. What I aim to do for her is our business. Hers and mine.
I thought so. You're getting rid of me to marry her.
What if I am? She and you ain't in the same class.
Well, I should hope not.
She's got some style and get up to her.
She hasn't gone through what I've gone through, Alexander. And when you lose your money, and I warn you, that scheming woman will ruin you, don't come crying back to me.
You'll never have to worry about that, Clara.
Alexander Bacon, mark my words. You will rue the day you set me, your faithful wife, aside.
Despite Clara's dire warning, the Bacon luck holds out. Grub and Kitty marry as soon as the legalities are taken care of, and Grub becomes a senator. Then comes the collapse of the silver boom. Grub's famous peerless mine has to close. Penniless, he finally gets a job as Silver City's postmaster, working in the building erected on land he has given. Then, ill health strikes him to his deathbed.
Kitty? Yes, Grub? I'm afraid I've brought you some hard times, Kitty.
You brought me some mighty happy ones, Grub.
I've given you all money to buy, but you paid for it. You lack a friend. Women.
None of the women in Silver City are worth thinking about, Grub.
The divorce business turned them against you.
But I couldn't have had you without the divorce, Grub.
You're a good woman, Kitty. A good sport. I haven't got anything to leave you.
Grub, you mustn't talk like this.
That's true. There ain't much time left me. I'm going to give you the only legacy I've got to give you. It's a piece of advice. Never part with a fearless mind. Never part with old fearless. No matter what happens. Promise?
I promise.
That mine will make you as rich as we ever were.
As long as she can, Kitty holds on to the big mansion, but finally that is taken from her, leaving her only the huge hole in the earth known as the Peerless Silver Mine. The old woman is allowed to move into a shack at the mouth of the shaft. Every week, she trudges to Mineville for meager supplies. One day, she fails to appear at the general store, and old Dan comes out to bring her food and see what's happened to Kitty.
Toby! Toby! Keep still. Oh, someone's coming, eh? Keep your distance, whoever you are.
Put your gun down, Kitty. It's me.
Oh, Dan.
Yep. When you didn't show up for your grub, I mean your supplies, I thought I'd better fetch them myself and see how you were.
Thank you, Dan. Put them over there. Just charge them, will you, Dan?
Oh, sure, thank you.
I'll settle up as soon as I get old Fearless reopened.
That's all right.
What's that? What's the matter, Toby? What do you see, boy? Who's there? Keep your distance.
What's the matter, Kitty? Ain't the Silver Queen holding court today?
Go away. I'm warning you.
I get it. The Silver Queen's going to call her. Who's your beau, Silver Queen?
Get out of here, you hoodlum.
Dan Gordon. Why, old rascal, you. Barking the Silver Queen.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Dan. Dan. It's all right. Don't pay any attention to him.
Oh, it's a shame. Downright shame. Where they come.
I never paid them any attention when I was on the top of the heap. Twice a baby, friendly now.
You'll show them all up.
Sure.
You always had everything you wished for. Remember what you told me once about that fortune teller's prophecy?
Yes, I remember.
Well, dear Lester, everything's going to be all right. I guess I'd better be getting back to town. So long, Kitty.
Goodbye, Dan. Thanks for all you've done.
That's okay, Kitty. That's what friends are for.
Rob. I see you. Just like that first night at the opera. Standing down there on the stage waiting for the applause to stop. Now, you're standing up there, waiting for me. Well, I held out as long as I could. I've done my best, Scrub. But old Fearless will never reopen. I've only one wish left. To be with you.
Be sure to read the details of how a woman's luck took her to the heights of fortune and to the depths of poverty. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all her Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. You will find it under the title, Every Wish She Made Came True, But She Died Penniless. Now we turn the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.